Our Jehovah Nissi, God of our peace, you are exalted. The Lord that reigneth in heaven and on the earth, you are exalted. The Lord that has preserved our lives right from the beginning of this year, even to this last Sunday in the month, that has the power to continue with us in the months and days ahead, you are exalted. Father, you are exalted, O God, in this our gathering this morning. Father, we exalt your holy name. We lift you high. We declare, Lord, that of a truth you remained faithful. Lord, you are too faithful, Lord, to fail us. You are too faithful. You are too faithful, O Lord, to fail any one of us. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. Even day in, day out, oh Lord, you continue to remind us, Lord, that you are with us. And we continue to see the works of your hands around our lives. Thank you, Father, the unlimited God. We bless your name. We appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, have done for the children. You have done for our pregnant sisters. You have done for our brother and our sisters, our youth. Be thou exalted in this congregation, Lord, for what you have done for us. Johnny Mercy's covering of the blood of Jesus, defending our cause, fighting our battles for us, sustaining us by the power of your word. Be thou exalted, Lord, and as we go into your word again this hour, be thou exalted, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the Bible said the entrance of your word giveth light. Father, let there be light. Let there be illumination of your light, O God, in every life present here, in the name of Jesus. And because the Bible says that the light of God shineth and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So every form of darkness in any life that may want to contend with your word, that may want to negotiate with your word, at this time, we hold them captive. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of your word into the life of everyone, to the spirit man of everyone present here. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. We can have our seat. I want to appreciate God for this privilege to stand before the people of God this morning to share with us. I want to appreciate our daddies, our pastors, the pastorate, for the opportunity given to me to stand here to share the word of God. And I want to thank every one of us. If you have decided not to come to this gathering this morning, you can just imagine how it will be. It's like maybe I was just speaking to myself, but we want to bless the name of the Lord that he has brought us here. And I want to congratulate every one of us for the privilege of being alive today. It's a great privilege. Just take it like that, that it's a great privilege. So many people want to be alive, but they are nowhere to be found. But here you are, and myself, standing in the presence of the Lord. So we hold him all thanksgiving and praises. Brethren, if we are to close at this junction of this service this morning, I'm sure the Lord must have blessed one or two people here. And I want to appreciate our drama units. I want to thank our choir. I want to appreciate our drama units, mostly. I'm just looking at them, and our brother Ali. The Lord will continue to bless you and continue to strengthen you more and more in Jesus' name. And to the entire drama group, I appreciate you. Brethren, the Lord has spoken to us. The Lord has spoken to us. We just want to tidy it up, and that is the essence of this session. So please open up your hearts as we tidy up what the foundation that our drama group that they have already laid. when I was told that I'm going to exhort us, for some weeks now I've been standing in the presence of the Lord to pray. And by the time the drama, even right from the workers' prayer meeting, but when the drama now came up, I said, okay, you are God indeed. And it has to do with the way the Lord has started with us right from the beginning of this year. Right from even our crossover service and even to this present moment. In diverse ways, you have been part of us, you know, in the here, listening to the word of God, or being here presently. You will agree with me that the Lord has been sending his word to us. And what the Holy Spirit just dropped in my heart is that with all this that the Lord has been sending to us through our ministers, through our pastors, the word that has been going forth, if you look back to all that you have heard, the promises of the Lord, the word of the Lord that cannot fail, that cannot return to him void. And of course, our year of establishment and settlements. One may just conclude that, okay, we have had it. That one is settled. So I can sit down. And you remember they were telling Brother Ali, I can't remember the name that you had, but I knew you are Brother Ali. And, you know, he wanted to sit down. I was just watching and I said, no, stand up. You have to stand up. And it was like he was tired. He sat down again after the first stage. They said, you know, you have to stand up. And, you know, I was watching, if you can record his side to that instruction. You know, it's like I could perceive that maybe he was tired due to one thing or the other. Are you tired? Maybe you are tired also. Maybe you are tired. Maybe you are here, you are tired physically. Maybe you are tired spiritually. Maybe you are trying to give up. Maybe it's like you are yet to see that establishment that they have been talking about. Maybe that you are yet to experience that establishment and settlement. The word that the Lord has given unto us. But I titled this exhortation, Running with the Revealed Word. Running. And our brother Ali said, moving. Yes, when you check the dictionary, it's also moving. Running with the revealed word. We have been told that this year is the year of establishment and of settlement. That is more or less like an anchor for this assembly. But may I ask you, my brothers and my sisters, like I've asked myself in my closet, that with the word that we have been given, have you discovered your own? Our year of establishment and settlement. That is the word this ministry is running with. That is the word that we are running with in this assembly, Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. But in the midst of this word that has been declared to the people of this assembly, have you been able to discover yours? Because, brethren, you must run with something. If you are yet to discover the one you are to run with, then it's like you have not started. Then it's like you are yet to get your own bearing from this word of establishment and of settlement. But I want us to know this morning that there is need for you to run. I don't know those desires. I don't know those your ambitions. I don't know those your aspirations. I don't know your burdens. I don't know your longings, but I know my own. But I'm sure you should have one. Because we don't have one. If you think you're doing something, you're not going to be able to do God forbid that one for any one of us in Jesus' name. If you don't have anything to run with, do you know it is possible for one to just remain on a spot? If you are not running, you remain on a spot. And if you are not running with something that is living, you may not be able to move fast. And you can see we are on the last Sunday of the month of February. By the end of this week, 2 months gone out of 12 months of year 2020. So, you must run. The professor and the, what other titles? Said the brother, our brother, at least you forget about all this, your quotation, all this, your word. But you know, he maintained it. Because he knows that that word is the one that settles all others. So what are you running with? You have the foundation of an eye openness of all things that should inspire your heart, that should ignite the fire of the Lord in your heart to make you to key in to something that you'll be able to run with the year. And may I tell you that the year is running fast. And so you also, you can't just be walking. If you are walking, it may not make you to be able to achieve much as the Lord has spoken to us. The Lord has talked to us about foundational issues, you know, that has given you the key on how to undo those things. But do you have the word of God, a revelation in the course of your walking with God this year so far? Have you gotten a revelation of the word of God that will be able to settle your own peculiar issues, that will be able to settle your own peculiar desires, that will be able to settle your own peculiar longing? You must discover that. I must discover mine. You must discover it. But it just occurred to me that if you want to discover that, let's open our Bible, or our media can help us, but please permit me to use Amplified Bible for the purpose of this message. I want to read to us from the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. And that is the reason why you need to discover God's revelation for your journey in this year 2020 out of the word that has been given to the church. I read from verse 11. It says, "Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves." And that is why I'm taking this version. No, not congregationally this time around, because we have diverse issues. We have diverse needs. We have diverse desires. We have diverse longings. Your home may be concerning your study. Your home may be marital. Your home may be, I don't know, you know, finances. Your home may be the issues pertaining to your family. Your home may be concerning your own career. You know, your home may be concerning your health. The Bible says, "Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves," exert yourself as an individual, "and strive diligently to enter that rest." You know, remember our daddy in the Lord, presiding pastor, told us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30, all the what the Lord will give to us, will satisfy us with, in line with this year of establishment and settlement, the year that you return to the Lord with heart of thanksgiving, with heart of merriment. And so the Bible says, there is need therefore for you and I to be zealous, exert yourself, strive diligently, in spite of all confrontations, in spite of all oppositions, in spite of all contentions, because they will come. We have been told. Foundational issues are there that may want to say, you can't move, and you must let them know that, no, I'm not going to stay where you are. I must move. So the Bible says you need to strive diligently to enter that rest of God, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. And now verse 12, why we need the revealed word of God. For the word that God speaks, the word that he has spoken to us as an assembly, as a congregation, the word that you are yet to discover, or the one that you have discovered, the Bible says, is alive, is living, is active. No contention can stand or can withstand that word of life. And that is why we need to run with that word. Because it's not ordinary word. The Bible says this word, the revealed word of God, is the one that speaks, is alive, full of power. It's not the one that the enemy can shout down. It's not the one the enemy can pull down. It's not the one that the stronghold can overtake. The Bible says it's full of power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it has the power to penetrate to all the foundational issues. To penetrate to all those contentions. To all those contentions that has to do with our settlement. That has to do with our progress. That has to do with our advancement. That has to do with our honors. That has to do with our successes. This word of God is active, is alive. Is the one, it's a discerner. The Bible says it exposes and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That is why you need the revealed word. That is why I need that revealed word. Because when you speak grammar, devil cannot bow at that your grammar. When you speak grammar, when you jump and dance and do this and that, devil cannot bow at it. But there is something that the devil, when devil hears, or contentions, or strongholds, or principalities and powers, when they hear it, they cannot but submit to that word. And that is why you need to run with that word. And the word that you run with must be the one that is applicable to your issues. And so that is why you need to discover. That is why I need to discover my own. Brethren, I want to implore us that this year, don't just be coming, no. Don't just be coming. Don't just be coming and just be sitting down. Beyond your coming here, on Wednesdays for interactive Bible study, and you are loaded with the word of God, on Sunday when you come, and you are loaded with the word of God, in your closets, that part of your closet must not be left out. Because that is where you discover one-on-one what the Lord will give to you to run with your longings and desire this year. And that is one, why you need to discover the revealed word. Because that word, when you discover it and you run with it, there's no way. The enemy cannot withstand it. And do you know why you need to run with the revealed word? It's because in the book of Ephesians, chapter 12, I love the way this Amplified Bible put it also. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I read, it says, "For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood." In bracket, it says, "contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against," and he put it, he said, "the master spirits, the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly sphere." So, those powers, those contentions, those oppositions, those things that are trying to fall against our peace, against our advancement, against our moving forward, against our desires, against our establishment and our settlement this year, they are not things that you can lay hold on and say, "Joko Sibi, Kwadalenyi mi, Wangbonye, Wangbonye." And that is why you cannot just be running and carry your Mass 101 alone or your Chem 101 alone and you carry that one. It's okay you carry that one. But that one also is one thing for one to prepare. It's another thing for you to get to the exam hall and to write. And to write the correct thing. And remember what that Bible says. Eh? We are fighting against the world rulers of this present darkness. The whole world lies in wickedness. So you must run. I must run. I must run with the revealed word. But have you discovered one? But I want you to know that it's not too late. It's not too late. This is just the second month about to. So we must get to our closet and get the revealed word of God for this race of year 2020. You must sit down I must sit down. I must get it. So that I have something to run with. So that when you are running with it, and when the enemy is out to say, who told you that you will get there? Who told me? This is what the Lord told me. And you confront the enemy with the word that the Lord has given unto you. And you continue to say, this is what the Lord told me. The devil does not have any choice but to bow. The Lord will enable us in the name of Jesus. And because we are continually in warfare, just know it. The warfare is not the one that you say that you are finished. They said it in the drama. It's every day. It's every day. But thank God. Thank God, because the power of God is there for us to back us up in this journey of life. And we shall not fail in the name of Jesus. We will not faint in the name of Jesus. We will not be weary. We will not be tired in the name of Jesus. Ani shubu sono loruko Jesu. Konire wao in the name of Jesus. Quickly, let's open our Bible to Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. I want to read from verse 16. I read. Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ. No, verse 15, please. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? The Lord Jesus Christ was talking to his disciples. He was not even talking to the multitudes, though. He was talking to his own disciples. He said, you have been walking with me now. We have been moving in and out together. And since all this day, you have been walking with me. Even though people have been saying this and that. This is what the people say, you are Elijah, you are a prophet, this, you are a prophet. But even you, you that you have been walking with me, you that you have been journeying with me in this year, 2020. Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. I will build my church, and the gates of AIDS, of hell, shall not overpower it. I will give you, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind. And I love what's the way the Bible will say, whatever you bind, in brackets, say, whatever you declare to be improper, whatever that are not pleasant to your eyes, to your destiny, to your running in this year 2020, on earth must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatsoever you lose, declare lawful on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven. But you know, before that, Peter, as a result of his walking with the Lord, day in, day out, of course, he wasn't the only disciples. They were 12. But it was the one that was able to be able to declare, this is whom you are. You are the Son of God. I know you. With all the things that I've seen from you, from the way that I've been walking with you in these years, I know you are the Son of God. So in our walking with the Lord this year, we must be able to discover something about this Lord Jesus Christ. You must be able to discover the revelation of him concerning that which he has proposed to accomplish in our lives this year. Brethren, all what I'm saying in this era is that don't just be coming. It's not enough just be coming to the presence of the Lord. You must, in the course of your walking, you must walk with him. And when you are walking with him, or maybe you have not even started walking with him, that one is an error. It's a big error. And it is not too late, even you have not started. You must begin from somewhere. You must renounce. You must ask for the forgiveness of your sins. You must accept him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Outside that, such a person will be like a ball in the hands of the enemy. But that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. You will not be a ball in the hands of the enemy, that the enemy will toss to this side and to that side. But you'll be a useful vessel. You'll be an instrument that will bring glory and honor unto his name in the name of Jesus. flesh and blood cannot reveal whom the Son of God is to you. Activities of this world cannot reveal. Distractions of this, and they are so plenty. They are so plenty. Activities, distractions, distractions from anything you think you are doing. You are a student, the enemy has already put some distractions there that can weigh you down from balancing it. You are a business person, distractions are there that will not make one to be able to be pleasing. Your services to be pleasing unto the Lord. You are a career person, distractions are there. And so in the course of these distractions, you can't discover the revelation of the word of God. And that is why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot reveal. It wasn't flesh and blood that revealed whom the Lord Jesus Christ was to Peter. But it was as a result of, painstakingly, Brother Ali said it from the book of the word of God, that you need patience, you need long-suffering, you need forbearance to stay, to withdraw yourself deliberately. You must purpose in your heart. I must purpose in my heart that if I want to make it this year, if I want this year to be year of my establishment and settlement, you must just purpose in your heart to go extra mile. You must be ready to pay the sacrifice for not to remain on the same position. For me not to remain on the same position. I must run. I must run with the word. You must run with the word. If you run with flesh, of course we can see the results. You will know what the result is likely to be. But you will not run with the flesh. And you know what the word of God says? When you get the revelation of the word of God, and that is the key. That is the master key for you to open the door of that your desires. Because it's tomorrow, if the enemy will be raging, you continue to say it. This is the word that the Lord has given unto me. You begin to declare. You continue to declare it. You continue to say it day and night. Whether the enemy is rolling on his edge, you don't have any other thing to say. It is that word. And when it is the word that the Spirit of the living God has revealed to your heart, it will be with you. No matter what, when the enemy comes to confront you, no matter where you are, because it is a revelation. Because it goes beyond what you had. As we are speaking now, the Lord may be revealing certain things to you beyond what I'm saying. And that one is one-on-one. If your mind is not on assets, if your mind is not at home, if your mind is here before the word of God, the Lord can reveal beyond what is coming from this altar. And when you get that word, and that is the key to that your outstanding success. When you get that word, that reveal word, and that is the key to your settlement. And that is the key to your healing. And that is the key to your advancement. What does it mean? You don't have the word. How will the advancement come? How will the establishment come? How will the settlement come? You must get the key. You must get the key. I must get my own key. And you now see, the Bible says in verse 19, say, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And when you now have the key, the Bible says, and whatever you bind on earth. You know, we quote this word too much. You know, we cite it, lacking the secret behind the word. When you don't have the revelation of that word, how will it work? It can work. And that is what I want us to know. You must discover the word, the power behind the word, before it's the word will work. If you don't discover the power behind it, it cannot work. It becomes your literature. It becomes a literature book to you. So I want to encourage us. I want to implore us. I want to beg us. Because our desire is that at the end of this year, all of us will dance. We'll have reasons to dance. And I'm sure our daddies, our pastor, they will not say, it's only just two people that want them to give testimonies. It's only three. We are limiting. Even if all of us will come here, they will permit us. But there are sacrifices that we must pay so that I'll be able to have dancing shoes and come to the front to dance before the Lord. But the Bible says, the word of God says, when you have the key of the kingdom, so when you bind something here on this earth, when you shout on the enemy, when you declare the word of the Lord to that failure, when you declare the word of the Lord to that sickness, it can't but go. It can't but live. But do you have that word? May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Are we still together? Are we still friends? Praise the Lord. But even when we have this word, does it mean that there will not be issues? When we have the word, does it mean that there will not be issues on the way? Quickly, let's consider this. Let's go to that Matthew again. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. I read to us from verse 22, which we are all familiar with, but I'm just going to bring out some verses of the Bible to draw out some points as I try to round up. Verse 22. He said, then he directed the disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ, then he directed the disciples to get into the boats and go before him to the other side while he sent away the crowds. I want you to pay attention. He directed. He gave an instruction. He gave a word. A word for them to run with to the other side. He directed. He gave a word. He gave an instruction. When the Lord gives you the word, how do you run with the word? That's this stage. After you have discovered the word, after you have been given the revealed word, and you run with it? Verse 23 says, and after he had dismissed the multitudes, he went up. Maybe he had already given them the word, okay? He had dismissed the multitudes. He went up into the hills by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was still there alone. Verse 24. But the boat was by this time out on the sea. Many furlongs. A furlong is 1/8 of a mile distant from the land, beaten and tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. Brethren, even that word, the word of God that is living, that is active. When you receive the word, get it ahead of time. It's not as if the enemy will not test, will not contend with that word. The Lord Jesus Christ gave an instruction to the disciples, go inside the ship. And the devil went ahead to raise the raging of the waves against the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, verse 26, let me jump to that place. And when the disciples saw him, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them, and I want you to know, okay, verse 25, he said, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. Somebody gave an instruction of the word. And I want you to know that when the Lord gives you the word, he can't give you the word and leave you. Is ready to back up his word. If it's the one that has given you the word, because it's not flesh and blood that reveals the word to you. It's the power of the living God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he gives this word, he will be there to back up his word, like he did to these disciples. And the Bible says, verse 26, he says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. And they screamed out with fright. But instantly, he spoke to them, saying, take courage, I am. Stop being afraid. So when you get the word, and Reggie comes to test the word that you are holding, don't be afraid. Remember what you read in the book of Hebrews, that this word is living, is active. No contentions can suppress the word of God. When you are holding onto it, with all your hearts in obedience. And the Bible says in verse 28, and Peter answered, Lord, if it is you, command me this and that. And verse 30 says, but when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened and as he began to sink. And now, verse 31, instantly Jesus reached out his hand and caught and held him, saying to him, O you of little faith. Then it means even with that word that you reveal, your faith is needed. You must believe that this word is living. No matter what the enemy will bring, this word cannot fail me. This word cannot fail you. This word, with this word, I cannot be defeated. With this word, I cannot be suppressed. Even though in the times of raging, that word is the one that you can hold on to. And verse 22 says, and when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is the same. It has not changed. It can't change during your own time. It can't change during my own time. Because it is the word of the Lord. So please, as you discover this word, as you discover this word, know fully well that raging will still come. But when it comes, the power, the owner of that instruction is with you. And what will make that owner to be with you is that when you hold on, when you are now holding on to this word, it must be in obedience to the instructions of the word. You must trust in the power of that word. And you'll be thinking that, what if this word will not work? Maybe I get alternative. You are not holding it with total obedience. And that word may not work. But when you are holding it as if, no, not as if, that there is no other alternative, there is no other option, then the word will work for you. Then you must be awakening and be sensitive in your spirit, man. Even physically. You must be sensitive even physically. Remember what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Was it not Eve that said, Satan went to tempt him now and said, this is what the Lord said, that you should not eat out of this. No, he said that, but this one. So it means that there will always be, it may even be your friends that the enemy will send. It may even be your, even the Bible says that the members of your household, they are your enemies. So if he knows that you are God, he may send your friend to you. So you must be awake physically and spiritually, because test will come upon that word that you are holding. And Brother Ali said it, be persistent, be consistent in running with the word. Run with it. Hold the hand of God this year, brethren. And let's see who will win. God has never lost any battle. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot fail you. He did not fail the people of old. So many people trusted in this word. Our father Abraham trusted in the word. And the Lord blessed him on the return. Believe in the revealed word you are running with. No matter confrontation, stand on it. Storm will come, but stand on it. And finally, as you run with this revealed word, you must pray it. Pray the word into your situations. If need be, not even need be, fasting will be needed though. Without anybody declaring the fasting of 29 that will be coming next week to you, you yourself, you can declare fasting unto yourself without the one that the church will declare. Pray with the word. Fast into the word. Observe vigil if need be. Wake up. Our mommy will always tell our mom, Salami will always say, if you turn her back to, if you turn to this side, it will not take it that. It's like just want to change the body, that God wants her to whisper certain things to his ears. When you think you are just waking up to go to the toilet, don't take it for granted. As a soldier of Christ, as you are going, you are praying. You are talking to God about the revealed word concerning your issues. Live with the revealed word. Live with it. And we're told, be in pain in order to bring forth. Because all these things may not be easy. It's not chocolate. It's not jollof rice. So you need to endure certain things. And like our drama brother endured, the Lord will enable us in Jesus' name. In conclusion, the more you discover God's word this year, the more you see the glory of the Lord upon your life. Can we begin to rise up on our feet? Can you rise up on your feet this morning? I don't know what the Lord must have dropped in your hearts. I don't know the way you have been doing it before. Maybe you have not even started running. Maybe you are yet to discover the word of God. Can you begin to talk to God? Why, Sister Abigail will come up here. Maybe choir. Can you begin to talk to God? I don't know what you need. Maybe you think that you are too, you know, it has not just been easy, but it is easy. You just need sacrifice. I want more of you. You need more of God. When you have more of Him, that will suppress all the distractions around you, that will suppress all the, you know, all the things that easily weigh you down. You find it easy to key in unto the will of the Father. I want more of you.
I want more of you.
More of Jesus this morning.
I want more of you.
You need more of God this year. We are going to take that song once again, but just leave to me for a moment. I thank God for the word that God has sent unto us this morning. You are a student starting your career in this university of Obafemi University. You need more of God than you had when you wrote Jump. You need more God than you had when you wrote Wahek. You are coming to a new territory with new giants, with new champions. You need more of God. You are a businessman or a businesswoman. There are so many news around about what lies ahead. You need more of God. You are a young man or woman looking and hoping for something or the other. The contention is the world is growing day by day. You need more of God. But thank God this morning, the Lord is here for those who are ready to seek. The door is there to open for those who are ready to knock. Can you sing that song again with all your heart?
I want more of you.
I just keep up. Whoa,
whoa. I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, the more.
Again for a moment. I don't know what you are actually expecting this year. I don't know the project you are embarking upon. I don't know the goal you are trying to pursue. My friend, let me tell you, maybe you are thinking it's the government of Nigeria that will help you. Maybe you are thinking your parents, your uncle, your colleague, your contact will want to help you. Maybe you are even thinking it's the church that will help you. Maybe you are thinking it's your friend or even the pastor that will help you. Let me tell you, woe unto man, unto him that make the flesh his confidence. It is God this morning that you need. You need more of God. I don't know this morning. Are you ready to really tell God you need more of him? Let's take that someone more.
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
Hold on for a moment. God is the key that opens the doors of treasure. God is the key that gives breakthrough. God is the key to to anything you want in life. The less of God that you have, the more struggle in your life. And the more of God you have, the less of struggles. This morning, you can cry unto God, and God can come more into your life. You have less of struggle. Can we take that song once more?
I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
Let us stretch our hands unto the heavens. Heavenly Father, this morning, we thank you for your word that you sent to us. Lord, today, we stretch our hands unto the heaven and we look up unto the hills. From where cometh my help? Our help can only come from the Father that creates the heavens and the earth. This morning, you are the only confidence that cannot fail. You are the only source that cannot dry up. You are the only promise that cannot be disappointed. Oh Lord God, we need more of you into our lives. I pray unto everyone lifting up his hand this morning. Any area where he or she needs intervention, my Father, my God, come into this life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, come into these lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, like we pray in the morning, can you empty us and fill us with your presence, with your glory, with your spirit, with your power? And I just feel us, oh Lord God, let struggles, contention, inhibition flow out of our life. Let them be displaced by the infilling or the power and the presence of God in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Doors will open to us this year. Heavens will open our lives this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for your servant that you used to bless us this morning. We pray for more grace upon our life. We pray for more anointing. We pray for more unction. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.